Welcome back, Ravens fans, to another live edition of the Ravens Draft Party. Third round has come, and we are just a few picks away from the Ravens selecting their third newest player. Let's see here. Their pick 87 is in right now. The Ravens are set to pick at 93. But I know that a lot of you guys are excited to get Cole's take on this last pick. So, Cole, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you, as always, as he's off the heels of hanging out with RG3's back to slumming it with Glenn. You know what I mean? I mean, things can change quick.
It was pretty neat. It was pretty neat.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But, Raj, I know you were a big Kingsley guy. I know a lot of people were big fans of Kingsley. He ends up going right after the Ravens decide to go in a different direction, stay with tackle, but go with Roger Rosengarten. What's your – give me your take on him, why you think they went with him, and what ultimately you see him becoming as a player.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'll be clear. In my player rankings, I had Suamataya higher, mostly because I think he could become – I think he can play both sides given he did it. But, I mean, the more you dig in – to Rosengarten, the more it makes sense. So he was a right tackle for a left-handed quarterback that they purposely moved him to that side. So even though he's playing right tackle, he was the blind side tackle, which I think it's a big boost, right? And then you look at kind of what he was asked to do. He was asked to do a lot of things that he's going to be asked to do here. He's going to be asked to, you know, block in space. He's going to be asked to five-man protect, no tight end help, no running back chip help. All those things that we saw Todd Monken do last year that stressed our offensive tackles, he is used to and has the skill set to be able to do it. So I think that's really what's really like, that's what excites me. So, you know, when I see his athleticism, I see his quickness off the snap, all things that I think the Ravens needed to add. They're going through the transition from a Roman scheme to a Monken scheme. They're going from big physical gap scheme fits to more athletic zone scheme fits. And so this is the big step in that transition because it does fit the scheme like a glove. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm very happy. He's going to come in and compete right away. Day one, I think he can be your starting right tackle. So, I mean, it's hard to be upset about that.
Yeah. And does this now having this, this is hindsight now, do you think that the Morgan Moses decision makes a little bit more sense? Like, does this guy just simply fit better what they're trying to do?
We can put that to bed.
Okay. So
Moses did fit what they wanted to do. He's getting older and, you know, he's just always been like an average offensive tackle, which is fine. I mean, you're not going to have five studs. It's just no one does. What you can't have on your line is a liability, and Moses was never that. So, you know, I think in terms of what they want to do, I think it is an upgrade because, I think they want that more advanced athleticism and someone with just much smoother, much quicker feet. And that's what they're getting with Rosengarten. So, I think it really fits what they're going to ask their right tackle to do. And that's at the end of the day what we want to see. We want to see scheme fits. We want to see guys that are going to be put in a position to succeed.
Yeah, we pulled up his athletic scores coming out of that combine. 4.940 at his size. I mean, I asked Jimmy flat out, can I beat him in a race? And
was Jimmy on here for the second round pick?
Jimmy was on here. Oh. Yeah, Jimmy made it. Yeah.
So Bobby was just telling me. So Bobby said Bobby just moved to Canton and he said he was walking down the street like a week ago and someone came up to him and like gave him a big hi and like introduced himself and it was Jimmy. I love it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah. Jimmy's out there hitting the pavement. I think he was probably shirtless when he hugged him, by the way, which is
probably sweaty off a run.
That's right. That's right.
That's our Jimmy.
Daggone right. Absolutely. But those athletic numbers, I mean, a 4.940 at that size, I mean, they said he graded as it was something just over 100 out of the 1,200 tackles that have been drafted since I was born in 1987. I mean, that's pretty rare air when it comes to athleticism. Does that show up on tape? Like, do you think?
Absolutely.
And so he'll be better fit to handle these speed rushers in the AFC North?
That's it. And I think where he struggles, because, I mean, he's not a perfect prospect, so let's just make that clear. I don't want to paint that picture and give you guys nothing but butterflies, rainbows, and lollipops. But
yeah, you can do that.
You know, one thing I think we need to remember, his worst game was in the Natty against Michigan. He just had a terrible game, looked really bad. I think he struggles to bend in his knees, which I think is really important. That's something he's going to have to work on. And I think it's not that his hand placement is bad because his initial punch is good, but as he is refitting his hands within a pass block or even a run block, his hands just get sloppy, and I find his pad level gets a little bit high. So those are some of the things that I think he's going to need to fix. But, he gives good pop in his run blocks. He's athletic. He's just really going to fit what they're going to ask him to do, and I think that's what's the most exciting part. But definitely some things he has to clean up, and, you know, when I see that he struggles in a Natty, that just gives me a little – it gives my nerves a little shot.
Yeah. You don't like to see that in the biggest moment that he did not have his best performance, and that's saying it nicely. But Draftplex mentioned that he thinks he's just a career right tackle, and he's going to be a really, really good player there. I did see, obviously, he has positional versatility. He played 2 years at left and switches to 2 years at right with the left-handed quarterback. When Penix came in,
so that really shows that we want you to protect our blind side.
So do you see as any potential that he could ultimately swing over to the left side if Ronnie leaves?
Well, it's like I'm saying, is his number one strength is his pass protection. Didn't give up a sack in college. Not one sack in college.
Crazy.
So for me, when I make that, when anyone asks me, can he switch sides? I always make the joke, like go to the bathroom and wipe with the opposite hand. And the reason I say that is because it's all about muscle dexterity. Mm-hmm. And without knowing the player, I can't give you an opinion that isn't me just blowing smoke up your ass. And I don't want to do that. So can his skill set be that of a left tackle? Yeah. That's my point. So he has good pass protection. He's got good range in his pass set. Mm-hmm. He's a good zone blocker. A lot of things that I want out of my left tackle. So he's got those pieces. It's all going to be about, can he transition his technique to the left side? I would say I'd give you the argument that if he went from the left side to the right side already, I feel like he'd go from the right side back to the left side. So
right,
it makes sense, right?
Yeah, he's wiped with the left hand for a couple of years. You know what I'm saying?
He gets in there with both hands, you know?
Dude, hey, man, sometimes, bro, times call for it. Steven says, I was just being sarcastic or dramatic because the picks aren't as flashy. And if Bateman or Flowers get hurt, we'll be in a pickle. At the same time, Henry and LG need a wall. Absolutely. I mean, look, everybody likes bringing in weapons, and I think you need weapons to win. But I mean, I think we got some pretty good ones here. Welcome in, Jimmy. You missed, Cole was bringing up your recent encounter with Bobby in the streets of Baltimore, brother. Oh, you're muted. You're muted.
Unbelievable.
Is this his first day? I mean, yeah, I can read your lips, but I
can't. Am I taking the show over? Like, how much of a co-host am I becoming?
kind of. It's a little...
What?
There we go.
There he is.
Okay, there we are. Okay. The hoodie was hiding it.
Yeah, what'd Bobby have to say?
He said, where do you have to run to? I said, I'm on with 410 boys. And he said, I was walking down the street the other day. Someone came up to me, said hello, and it was Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
That's right. You never know when Jimmy's going to sneak up on you.
We assumed that you were shirtless coming off a 20-mile run, but...
I was walking with my two kids with the stroller.
That's what he said, yeah. So we gave you a shout-out over there. Congrats on the new one. Nice,
that's awesome. Now Bobby's good, dude.
Yeah, so we were just getting Cole's opinion on Roger. Roger that.
Cole? Can you...
You just missed it all. You got to rewind the stream, dude.
Just summarize it.
Well, hold on. Let's talk to Steven. Let's talk about, because I read it, but we didn't even address Steven's comment. Remember earlier, he called him a girly. He said, there's no way that girly is blocking Myles Garrett. And he was referring to Roger. And so I guess this is his second comment saying, look, I was being a little sarcastic, a little dramatic, because the picks aren't flashy. And if Bateman or Flowers get hurt, we'll be in a pickle. But at the same time, so he acknowledges the need of the offensive line.
Can I say this real quick, though?
Yeah.
To this point.
Yeah,
I think that's every team. You named two guys. Think about this. 2 years ago, before we drafted Flowers, if – oh, gosh.
Here we go. Come on, dude. Stop with the balloons, brother.
If Bateman would have got hurt, which he did, we had a gang of nobodies behind him.
Yeah.
Right now you're telling me you got Bateman, you got Flowers, you got Likely, you got
Aguilar, you got Tyler Wallace.
You got all these guys coming back that were already there. So I don't think we're unique to this, Steven. I think you're just very close to the situation, which makes you a little more concerned. But from a pass catching and a weapons perspective, I think this is the best situation Lamar Jackson's been in going into a season. I think that's pretty clear. Yeah,
not everybody's the Chicago Bears, dude, who just got crazy amount of weapons.
Everybody's Lamar Jackson. Caleb Williams will never be Lamar Jackson.
There we go. Hey, let him know, Jerry.
Yeah, let him know. I mean, look, Lamar took
here we go.
Took Louisville from nothing to something, right? Like, That's right. USC, you know,
who's, can't even beat Utah, right?
Yeah, three times. L, dude. Like,
all right, look, we got 91 on the clock. Hey, Cole, have you heard anything? Are the sources talking? Okay.
No, the last name I had on the list I was given was Puny, and he went a few picks ago. There was a little – I heard a little talk about – and this goes – I think I brought this up with you guys like 3 weeks ago, that they had a lot of interest in Cameron Kitchens, the safety out of Miami. So I don't know if that is something we could see here. But for me, unless he went and I'm blind – this has to be Troy Franklin, right? Like, that's got to be. Like, that's kind of a BPA at a position in need and fits a skill set. All those deep shots to Bateman last year going to Troy Franklin, like, that adds up.
It's another shot at, like, an interior offensive line?
I don't think there's anyone out there that's really blowing my skirt up. The three guys that were there were Puny, BB, and Christian Haynes, and all three are gone. So, I mean, there's some other guys, like Zach Zinter even just got drafted. So, I mean, it's not that nobody's there, but I just feel like you're almost looking at a BPA situation here with Troy Franklin. Sure. It's a need. And again, like, I think that the key piece is it's not just a wide receiver. Think of how many times we threw that deep shot, right? And that's – Troy Franklin is a big guy, but he's not necessarily a big physical traditional X. He's more of a field stretcher, but a guy that has that length, has that size downfield to adjust to those deep balls. So I feel like, I don't know. You guys know me.
He's by far the biggest.
I'm not usually jumping on the wide receiver train. I'm not usually the we need a wide receiver guy, but this is a clear BPA and a clear skill set need in this offense. So, I mean, You grab him, and that's your three receivers with Nelson Aguilar as your fourth, and then you got Tylan Wallace and Deontay Hardy as your special team or depth. That's a good wide receiver core.
No doubt. And look, we all, I think all of our mocks at some point had a wide receiver being taken, so why not now? Makes all the sense in the world. I think he's, like you said, every list I'm seeing, but it's Mel's list, PFF, they got him as the best player available. So if that's the time to, you know, they say that this at this point you start going BPA when you get this point in the draft.
Well, you know what, boys? Here's the other thing: wide receiver gets bland after this. Like, you kind of got you got a few guys out there. You got Javon Baker out of UCF, I think UCF. You got Brendan Rice out of USC, and Jalen McMillan out of Washington. And
Johnny Wilson, Florida State.
I hate Johnny Wilson. If we draft Johnny Wilson, I will ground my daughter.
Poor girl.
Poor kid. Someone called CAS. But yeah, like, that's I don't know. Like, I'm just, we have so many fours, like so many sevens. Like, let's rebuild the D there. Let's just take care of the offense here.
Yeah, I wonder if somebody's we've seen so many moves happen in the second round. I wonder if we see some more movement here because it's just it is staggering. Like, if you just look at the rankings, if you will, it's just a big drop after Troy Franklin, to your point. So
and Troy Franklin on Brugler's list, he's wide receiver 12. So, I mean, he's a guy that
93.
Expected. Where do you have him overall? You had him 58th overall. Pick him at 62, right on track. I mean, oh, wait, that's way early. We're at 93. That's a really big BPA pick here.
Yeah.
Dude, PFF has Troy Franklin as the overall 29 player in this. In there.
He was getting some first-round buzz.
That's crazy. And I don't see the Packers doing it. They got a bunch of young receivers. I mean, why?
Right.
I mean, unless you really want to double down, right? Like, I think they're in now Tampa. Maybe.
They got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
Yeah, Mike Evans, they're getting up there, you know. There it is. Okay, so they go linebacker, Tyron Hopper. So Green Bay goes. Is it? Are you at all surprised to see who's the NC State line? He's still out there, isn't he?
Peyton Wilson.
Did he go? He might have just went.
No, he's still there.
Is he still out there? I saw he was pretty high. Like, he was the top rated linebacker in some people's mocks very early on. What is it? Just medicals that's pushing him down? That's what I was hearing. Have you heard anything about him?
I won't lie. I barely paid attention to linebackers because I didn't want to take one early. So,
right.
I haven't really followed them. I don't even know.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know he's got the tape, but apparently he's got some medical issues.
I know someone asked me what pick would piss me off the most at 20, 30, whatever we picked, and I said Peyton Wilson at NC State because there's no way I'm picking a linebacker there.
Yeah, and he was mocked pretty high. Like,
yeah.
So let's just see. I just got to get past these Bucks, man. Is anyone?
We're on the clock. We're on the clock.
Okay, here we go.
I won't spoil.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we agreed that in this round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally, they're coming in fast.
Yeah, they're coming in so fast. We're not gonna be too picky if they get a little spoiled here.
I don't even know what pick would bother me here. I feel like passing on Troy Franklin right here is a mistake.
Bucks go Jalen McMillan. Why do you think they went him and not Franklin?
Franklin's slipping.
About this guy?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. That is a good question. Is it the limited scope?
Maybe he had some medical. He's a linear guy. Maybe he had. Yeah.
He played in the Natty.
I would say one guy to keep an eye on here, and again, it's a safety, is Jaden Hicks. He's kind of a Raven type fit, the kind of a move piece, a guy that could allow free up Kyle Hamilton. I would say a safety is kind of the wild card here. I don't like him. I don't want him, but Isaac out of Penn State, the edge. We know that.
Don't talk to me about an edge from Penn State.
Yeah, see, and we know.
Oh, here we go.
Connection. Austin Booker out of Kansas. There's a lot of guys out there. Dark horse Jalen Wright, running back out of Tennessee, could be something we could look at here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so you wouldn't be shocked if they go running back. Okay.
I'm going to say that it's going to be – I know that there is a run, and we might not have a great name, but I think Eric DaCosta is going to pull one out of his hat on this one and get an interior offensive lineman that we end up liking. Like, maybe not today, but in a year or two. In a month or two, maybe.
I mean, look, there's got to be a plan for
– Top guy would be Christian Mahogany. Christian Mahogany
He was in my mock.
I could rock with that.
Jim, but don't let me get one of these, right? Don't let me hear the end of it. Dude, you know what I'm saying? My office smells of rich mock.
Okay, the pick is in.
Pick is in. Okay, so there'll be no trading. There'll be no movement. Yeah, Christian Mahogany. Yeah. Let's see if he's the guy. I see Mel's third interior offensive lineman remaining.
Haven't seen it. Have you guys seen it?
No, I haven't seen the pick yet. No. Take your time.
I know they cut the commercial.
Yeah, they're at commercial right now. It's all right, Cole. This is builds. I like when they don't make a delay. It builds. It makes it, you know, a little more dramatic, dude. What are you squinting for? Let me help you out with some glasses, Cole. You know I'm an optician, right? Let me help you out, bro.
I keep refreshing my phone. I get the text. I got nothing here. I'm in the dark. Can't
see. Dang, man, you're like all of us. You're sitting in the dark.
Seriously, how's it feel to be a commoner?
Yeah,
commoners.
Yeah, that's what I was. I got to tweet out the Roger tweet like 20 minutes before, being like, "Hearing there's a lot of buzz here."
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
I love when those hit. It's too funny.
Man, come on, the suspense. I love it. Man, all right, last guess, Jimbo.
You say interior? I think it's going to be an interior guy.
All right, Cole, what is your last guess? Pick a guy.
Are there any centers that are highly rated that haven't fallen yet that could slide to guard? I mean, that haven't been taken yet, slide to guard?
Centers. Mm. Tanner Bordellini, but a little early for him. I'd fucking love Tanner. If it was Tanner Bordellini, I'd be – you won't find anyone more excited. He's got a mullet. I'm down for that. It's just my vibe.
I was sold on the mullet.
I'm going with Franklin, though. I don't think it's going to be Franklin, but that's
DK
who I
DK thinks it's Franklin.
I'm going to go Adisa Isaac.
That's a really good prediction.
That's my guess.
And people, I hate that pick. I'll be mad.
I mean, Jimmy is going to lose his mind if we go back to Penn State to get a pass rusher. He is going to flip out his lid.
Yeah,
but that's my guess, dude. I'm guessing.
Are we done with that?
I'm not wishing it, but I'm guessing it. I'm hoping Franklin now. He's got me on the Franklin train.
Oh, Franklin would be if we go. Oh, those first three picks. Oh,
it gets you excited, Cole.
Gets me all warm and fuzzy.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go. They're pulling back up, dude. They're pulling back up to Detroit. Damn,
Tick's been in for 3 minutes. What's going on here?
Oh, what is happening, dude?
Drama. It's building. Oh, my God.
What is
it? I hate it when I'm right.
Oh, this is so ridiculous.
Is it Isaac?
I hate it when I'm right. Yes. Yes, it is.
Let's poop in the house and then pick it up and eat it. That's a good idea. Yeah, great idea, guys.
Jimmy, you were sour against the first round. You can't get sour again.
I'm okay on Wiggins, and I like the second round pick. I'm all right with Wiggins. I was just in love with my guy, but
yeah.
I'm all right with Wiggins.
Okay.
But this one is
all right. Well, Cole, can we get your opinion on Adisa Isaac? Is this a scheme fit? Is it what's your thoughts on this guy?
I haven't even watched him.
Oh no.
I watched a little bit of Chop and I'm pissed.
Oh no.
There's just really so many things we could have done offensively.
Why the fuck don't you go with Franklin?
There must be something scaring a lot of teams off of this guy.
And it's not even just that. I still feel like there's – I don't know. You just got to swing at offensive line. You can't just get out of this draft with one and a bunch of stuff at the end of this draft. I don't know. That's just me. Like, you've got to take quality swings, dude.
46 games, 26 starts, 14.5 sacks.
That's more than Jair
Elodie's sons.
Nah, what'd he say?
They all get up on the stage and they're like, "Hey, I'm here with my boys making this pick again. They're here with me. They want to say one thing," and they all look to the right and they say, "The Steelers suck."
Yeah, I love that. All right, let's see. Adisa Isaac. They're showing highlights right now on ESPN, Jimbo. Oh, okay. Got rid of that. Looked like a tight end they tried to block him with. Got rid of him. Made the tackle for loss. Oh, nice little stunt there. Gets to the QB. Oh man, I just hear you both just miserable right now. I'm trying to bring the excitement back, but you guys are really dreading this pick, huh? You don't like it.
Well, I honestly, just like Cole, haven't done a ton of research on this kid.
Hold on, let me just say this. DraftFlex had him as the 7th best edge, 2nd round grade. He had him ahead of Chris Braswell. DraftFlex did, as well as ahead of Braylon Trice, who we already saw go. So a lot of these guys. So according to DraftFlex, this is a massive steal, a 2nd round grade ahead of Braswell, ahead of Braylon Trice, who went way ahead of him. So, I mean, at least that's got to give you a little encouragement here, Jimbo. No?
Yeah, all that's encouraging. I like this kid's story too. What's his production look like, though? Can we go to the stats portion of this thing?
Got you. Look at this. 9 sacks last year. This is not right. Adafe Owe.
This isn't a zero sack.
This isn't a donut. Exactly. Okay.
Pretty high pass rush win rate. That's a good pass rush win rate. We want to see that being up above that 10% mark.
And we need juice at the edge. Like, that's also undeniable, right?
Yeah. Let's see what old Chuck Smith can do with this guy, right?
That's fair. And look, you partner him with who's the kid we got? The Canada kid.
Tavares?
I always forget his name. What is it?
Tavius
Robinson. Tavius.
Yeah, like I feel like just young, raw, and you got a Jabo, and even obviously you got to add Adafe in there. Young, raw athletes that.
And then KVN. Don't forget about Kyle Van Noy, dude. He's still in the room.
So. I mean, he's on the opposite end of the spectrum in that he's not young and he's not super athletic. But
I mean, he looked pretty darn good out there last year.
Right, but I mean, it's not like he didn't make his. He didn't make his money in the NFL by being a crazy athlete. I think he's a really smart football player.
Yeah. Certainly tough.
But you're right. I mean, I think it's an opportunity for this young group to, you know, put something together and hopefully works out. I mean, look.
Let's positive here for a second.
All right. Bring it back, Cole.
Everybody I'm seeing right now had him as a second round pick. So there's a reason, right? Like there's.
You see?
It's just. I don't know. I agree with Jimmy. I just
too many other things we could have done offensively.
There's just like I really think they need to figure out this offense because it's what always fucks us. Like it's tough. I don't know.
Yeah. And like Glenn and I were talking about this on the phone.
See, I just want to say this real quick because everyone just said in the like this, I don't know. I don't know how you say it's a reach. Like if you go off the consensus.
Right.
It's not a
steal. It's a steal.
I don't think it's not. I wouldn't have done it. So I'm not. But I don't know how you call it a reach. It's not a reach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, look, the Eagles just did this and Glenn and I were going to talk about this, but we were talking about this on the phone. This was kind of a half-baked idea that I had. But at what point do you know we've already seen the disparity between the number of offensive players in comparison to defensive players taken, but like. At what point are you saying I'm going to take a steal with a defensive guy and value that over reaching, I'm using air quotes, with an offensive guy, right? When ultimately offense is of higher value in today's NFL. It just is what it is. And so there's also that whole thing that, you know, that at a macro level that's happening too. So, you know, obviously we got the good corner, we got this edge at a steal, but right now we have one new offensive player and he's a right tackle and that's great, but that's one of our three top 100 picks. I really wish this would have been offensive player. As excited as I am about this kid's story and his production, it's no knock on him personally, but I just feel like we still have a laundry list. Not large. I mean, I'm being dramatic maybe, but we still have a laundry list of to-dos for this offense.
Yeah, man. You know what? I see what you're saying, but I got to believe that this is their guy they had as the best player available. Why are we still sitting on the side here, even though I stopped sharing?
Hold on. There we go. I figured it out.
Okay.
Jimbo to the rescue.
This guy has – look, we always commend them for, you know, that BPA and sticking to their board and not, you know, getting desperate, especially in the mid to later rounds. And picking guys out of need. I mean, maybe we're just we need to give these guys give it a chance to see him. Maybe this guy is a steal. Let me see here. I want to put this comment because Eli Hoff is a Penn State fan, and he says we got a gem in Adisa Isaac. Can't wait to see Adafe and Adisa coming off the edge. So he seems to see it a different way that this was a good pick by the Ravens. But I mean, I get what you guys are saying. The offense was the problem in the AFC Championship game. That's the reason why we kind of fell short. But let's not forget they did add some in free agency. Derrick Henry's a pretty big add and
could certainly
do a lot to change what we're going to do offensively and could impact the game plan, the play call, and all that stuff. So I'm going to choose to be optimistic in the sense that, you know, look, this isn't a Dafe Owe where it was hard to defend that when you see the lack of production. At least the production was there. True. He's got the ideal size, it looks like, at 255. I mean, that's
definitely it is still some confidence to see some production, right?
Yeah, and what happened if Owe were to get hurt, tweak an ankle? We don't know what we got in Ajabo.
Well, and I think every year Owe's missed a few games at least, and then Ajabo, who knows, dude?
Who knows? So, I mean, we clearly needed to add to that position. KVN was amazing last year, but he's, like you said, an older player, and he's more known for the versatility except for last year. And so I think they want to keep him and be able to move him around and do a bunch of different things with Kyle Van Noy. If Owe were to get hurt, it would have forced him into way more snaps and who knows if he would have been able to hold up too. So I'm going to choose to be optimistic and hope that they can find that wide receiver or something else later on.
And if you want to look at Arif Hassan does the consensus board. So he takes like 70, 80 big boards and makes like one consensus board that puts all that data into one. Okay. So it's basically, it's supposed to be like, here's where everyone together ranks these guys. Mm-hmm. Adisa Isaac is ranked 66 overall when he put all those big boards together.
Second round.
But here's what's funny. If you go to Roger Rosengarten, 75th overall. So wow. On the consensus big board at 93, they took someone lower than 62.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So again, if we are looking at, and this is just a data point, this isn't really an opinion. It's just, if we look at that, it's definitely a steal in compared to the consensus.
Yeah, no doubt. But hey, we're gonna just have to learn some more about Adisa Isaac. Good thing is we do have someone who joined us a few years ago to talk Adafe Owe. So we'll certainly reach out and get that person back on and get their opinion on what we're getting. Because of course we need to know not just what the stats say and the draft profiles. We need to know what kind of teammate they're getting, what kind of guy they're getting. So that's it for us tonight, guys. Actually, Cole, last thing, what do you grade him through the first three rounds? What's EDC's grade? He gets a corner, he gets a tackle, and now he gets your favorite edge rusher in the draft.
Three swings, three needs, three pretty damn good players. I'm pretty happy. Like, it's again, I would have went in a different direction here. Just to compare, Troy Franklin on the consensus board was 39th. I'm just throwing that out there. Third pick would have went in a different direction, but I feel really good that we brought in a guy that can start at right tackle on day one, and like clear as day, last night was a good pick. So I mean, I feel good. I feel good. I don't feel great, but I feel good.
Steelers are going to get Troy Franklin here at 98, aren't they? I just know it. Those sons of guns. Jimmy, what are you thinking?
I want to put this up real quick. DK probably had to go see men about a horse. Steven says, someone say something nice about our players. You're stressed out. Ha-ha. So I actually want to do that. I want to step up and do that. I took today to watch the presser from Nate Wiggins, of course, watched some tape on him. I think you guys probably saw this as well. Lacey DaCosta was talking about this and how she, you know, obviously she worked with the Ravens. She talked about his player comp being Dwayne Starks. If you guys go back and look, dude, if this guy ends up anything like him, I mean, he was quite the impactful Raven. But the reason I'm saying all that is to say I'm excited about the pick as a pure corner. I'm excited. As much as I'm, you know, I want to put my like for DeGene aside, I'm excited about the pick as a pure cornerback. So excited about that. The tackle, I liked Kingsley. And I think that's probably where I wouldn't have ended up going. But the reason I like this is because Jason said it best. And he said, look, you get a better true right tackle and you kick the can down the road and then you work on left tackle next year. I think ultimately that's a better decision than getting an enduro bike. That's what it is, Glenn. It's an enduro bike. Which could have been the concern, right, with Kingsley, right?
Yeah.
So then the last thing I'll say here is that, look, I don't know much about this kid. I just learned a little bit on TV, of course, about his story and his family, things like all those things are great. But he's got production. He's an athlete. Mm-hmm. And adding young guys to this stable of athletes, I think is a good thing. And I think, like you said, Glenn, you lean on Chuck to see what he can do with them. So I'm excited. As much as I've been more negative than I think I normally am, I'm excited about these guys for sure overall. Like Cole said, I think I would have made some different decisions, but I don't get paid the big bucks to make them.
That's right. Not yet, at least. But you never know. Never know. But yeah, you know, you talked about the player comp. I sent it in the group chat earlier. Did you see?
Deion Sanders.
A little pressure on Nate Wiggins. Comped him to freaking Deion with their height and speed comp. I said, come on, man.
Poor kid, dude. Why would you even do that?
Look at Lance Zierlin's player comp for East Isaac. It's Chase Winovich, which I think is kind of an interesting one. And it kind of reminds me of, because he's more of a speed to power rusher. Mm-hmm. And that's what they had in Jadeveon Clowney. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting in that sense because they want someone that's going to be more of a penetrator. and someone that can really work the stunt game with Matabike, which was where they were at their best. So, you know, you can really see again how it kind of fits. And again, it's not like he's not the same type of player as Owe, doesn't have the same athletic profile, doesn't have the same production profile. It's not even remotely the same. So, yeah. I mean, as much as I'm, you know, the Penn State pass rusher thing haunts me, he's a lot more like Chop Robinson, and Chop Robinson is not like Isaac. So, you know, we're getting a different player here, and it's going to be, you know, hopefully he makes me look like my Michael Penix pick.
There you go. Yep, the only thing I will say here, you guys can blast me in the chat. It's totally fine, but I will not put up with, we should have taken a wide receiver. We needed to take a wide receiver here. Should have taken a wide receiver here.
Well, you could say should have. You could say that.
But needed? I guess where the line for me is that, like, stop talking about it being a bigger need than edge, than offensive linemen. Like, guys, we have weapons. Like, when is enough enough? I mean, I know that, sure, it'd be great to have more, but, like, does anybody remember how bare the cupboard was 36 months ago? Like, anybody? At all? Like, we're moving in the right direction here. I find it hard to, I'm not overly concerned about who Lamar Jackson's throwing the ball to, because has it really, I don't know, it hasn't been, his offensive line has been much more to his detriment than who's getting the ball thrown to him. That's just my take. Yeah. So yeah, that's like where that I draw the line. I just don't see it as like
it just sucked. Play. We were all riding high, dude, and the air got zapped out of the room with it that did. One. But we're gonna certainly be back here tomorrow with some more coverage of day three, the final day, rounds 4 through 7, which is really an all-day marathon on Saturday. We'll also
pick early too. 13 picks in, the Baltimore Ravens are on the clock with the Jets pick. So
be ready, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I mentioned we're gonna have somebody on who covers. Clemson to talk about Nate Wiggins and what he's going to be bringing to the Ravens and the community. Cole, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Guys, of course, go over to Road Graders, hit subscribe. Make sure you do that right this second here. He will help make you a smarter football fan. Jimmy, thank you guys. DK, appreciate you jumping in here. And we'll see you tomorrow.